This is WSKG News. I'm Crystal Sirakis. Governor Cuomo recently signed a legislative package aimed at addressing the heroin epidemic in New York. The laws passed will help remove some of the barriers that can prevent those in need from getting help. John Roby is a reporter with the Press and Sun Bulletin. He's been following the story of the heroin epidemic in Broome County for months. I had a chance to sit down and speak with him about the new laws. John, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Governor Cuomo recently signed into law a legislative package that addresses different aspects of the opioid epidemic, and one area focuses on what treatment options are available. Do you think these new laws are really going to make a difference?
I think so. There's a potential here. The state is trying to incentivize providers to open up additional treatment beds. Part of the package included opening up approximately 2,500 slots under the Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services. It remains to be seen how well these providers will step up, but the state is attempting to ease some of the restrictions that were in place, insurance-based restrictions, and that could have a potential for expanding access to treatment for some folks.
We talk about treatment a lot in terms of what the treatment options are or how treatment works, or even in talking about whether there are enough treatment options available or not. Do you think that there's a good public understanding of what treatment really means?
You know, treatment can mean a lot of things, and this is something I've taken a particular interest in my reporting recently. For some people, treatment means detoxification. This is crisis treatment. This is folks who need immediate help clearing drugs from their system. Maybe they've tried before and failed, or tried before and had bad reactions. On other levels, there is inpatient rehabilitation. There is outpatient services. There's group home living. Some people find success with support groups, which is not technically treatment, but it's considered that by a lot of folks. So I think that we all need a lot more clarity when we say treatment and what it is and what aspects of treatment we need more of locally.
Some of the criticism that's focused at facilities in the area is you have someone who is in this moment where they need help. They're asking for help, and yet they have to wait a week or longer, or there's insurance things that come into play. Will any of the laws passed as part of this package address that?
Some of the new legislation is intended to remove some of those barriers. So, for instance, insurance companies will not be allowed to require pre-authorization for admission to an inpatient program. That's been a goal of a number of people who've been advocating for increased access to treatment. Take this barrier out of the way. That is, under this legislation, is supposedly going to be removed, but of course it remains to be seen in practice how well that is put into place by the insurance companies.
Because that's all up to the insurance companies.
It's up to both them and the state of New York.
Was there anything in particular that didn't make it into this legislative package?
Some advocates were pushing very hard for an even more aggressive approach to the insurance companies. One organization locally spent quite a bit of time in Albany asking for a 90-day extension of treatment. What was passed was about a two-week period, a 14-day period, where a client can enter an inpatient treatment, and for 2 weeks the insurance company cannot get involved in the process. The idea here is that if an insurance company was motivated to try to cancel benefits for a person in treatment for whatever reason, they might do it a day after the person entered, 3 days after, 5 days after. Now there's a two-week window. Some organizations were advocating for a 90-day window, and there were a lot of reasons for that. There's some research evidence that a 90-day inpatient treatment period gives you a better success at recovery rate. Other evidence conflicts with that, but that would be one way of making a sort of a more generous dealing with people who are entering treatment.
So what happens next in this entire process?
With these restrictions being eased, with presumably insurance dollars flowing to treatment programs more easily, the question now is whether we're going to see an increase in beds offered by nonprofit providers.
John Roby, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.